Hi there, this is Fiona from IELTS Exam Training Courses. Yesterday I posted a task one example and I wanted people to write some examples of making predictions. The example was a particularly difficult one and I would hate to get one like that in the exam. And it was all about predicting costs and expenditure in the next 5 years. So I am going to write a model for that. But I realised when people said that they didn't know how to make predictions very well, that we need to do a bit more practice just on making predictions. And especially because you don't want to just say will and going to. So, for example, if you said something like costs will increase slowly, then that limits you to a band 5. It's accurate, but it's very, very simple. So today we're looking at how to use more variety in your predictions. One way of doing that is to use words like expected and predicted and likely and set. So the way you use this is to say costs are predicted to increase slowly, or costs are expected to increase slowly, or costs are likely to increase slowly. An alternative way of doing that is to say it is expected that costs will increase slowly. It is predicted that costs will increase slowly, or it is likely that costs will increase slowly. Of course, you can use variety with increase slowly, but I'm just using that as an example today so that we focus on the expressions. Finally, there's a way of saying it using there is in the future. So we could say there will be a slow increase in spending, or even there is likely to be a slow increase in spending. So then we're using the noun plus adjective, so a slow increase, which again adds variety and changes it from just using the verb form, like it will increase slowly or it will go up slowly, instead of using all of that. So those are some examples of adding variety. What I'd like you to do now is to go back and look at that post and think, how can you answer it? What are the key features? And then I'll make a model for you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely weekend. Bye.